Well, you know, I think you know, much has been said about their offense and the tempo of which they play and the speed which they have, which is all you know, obvious and true. But I think it's what it looks like on tape to me that it's a team attitude, the tempo, how fast. Obviously, defensive tempo based on how fast the offense is going. But from a standpoint of how fast they play, they fly around. They have fast defense. They have fast guys, and they give you multiple looks, and they never let you get comfortable. And you know, it's a good group. It's a good group that's you know, two edge rushers that can rush, and you know, safeties that are pretty interchangeable in the sense that they can both cover and both be in the deep middle and move around a lot, and an active corner. So it's a good group
because of that speed that they work at, especially on the offensive side. Do you guys look at it as because of the pace that the offense works at?
Well, I think certainly, you know, because of their up tempo offense, it's a must not to have a string of three and outs. You know, this past game, that's how we finished the game with four out of five or three and outs. One was a turnover for a touchdown. That'll put our defense in a tough spot. So, you know, we also can't go there with a slow mentality of let's just play ball control. We got to go score. We got to go try to score. And if it takes us 12 plays, that's fine. If we can score faster, great. But certainly we need to get first downs. If the drive's not going to end in points, it needs to end with a punt after a few first downs.
Was that kind of like the biggest difference for you guys? I mean, you obviously built that big, you know, 28-7 lead between that and kind of the way you guys finished the game.
Yeah, you know, Houston had a lot to do with that as well. But certainly, we had a few third downs we didn't come through. We had a bad ball or two. We had one drop. We had a ball get batted down. And then we had an interception for a touchdown for first and 10. But yeah, we just needed to get some first downs. So obviously we'd have loved to score another time or two in the Houston game. But if we had just got a few first downs in the fourth quarter and spun the field position spun the field, you know, got them pinned back in there as opposed to us being back inside our 15, 20 the whole fourth quarter, that would have been huge.
Is it easy for you guys to overcome something like that, knowing that, you know, you guys were obviously good enough to get that big lead, as opposed to like being down because, you know, you couldn't hold it?
Yeah, well, you know, it's tough because you know, when you feel like you had a great opportunity to win a game, obviously it's disappointing and frustrating. We didn't finish it off, but you know, at the same time, there's a lot of good that we did that we need to be excited about moving forward. You know, for two and a half quarters offensively, we were, as a team for that matter, but speaking of our offense, for two and a half quarters, we were rolling at a pretty good clip. So, you know, we know we got a tough challenge ahead. We know it's a tough place to play on the road. We know they're coming off a big win on Monday night. We know they're a good team. And, you know, we're in a group of 16 other teams that are 0-1, and we're going to fight like crazy to get to 1-1.
How would you say your offense is different under Mike McCoy than it was previously?
I was asked that here locally. You know, what are we going to see differently? We are different. Obviously, every play call is different from a terminology standpoint. I don't know. I mean, how different? I'd love to know exactly when defenses watch us, how different they see us, because some of the plays we had the other night were routes and completions that we've been running here for years and that a lot of teams run. You know, there's only so many combinations you can do, but, you know, there's certainly, some different schemes and some different, thought process, you know, on certain plays and things of that matter. You know, we went a little no huddle the other night, which we hadn't done much of. So, we definitely are different. For me to be able to describe that to you in a couple sentence answers, kind of, I don't know that it can be quite verbalized, at least this early in the season.
There are a lot of like new coaches in the NFL, and both you and the Eagles have a guy who's, you know, an NFL head coach for the first time. As players, what's like the biggest thing when a guy like that takes over? I mean, as far as like, you know, buying into the system and everything, what do you guys have to see?
Well, I think the first thing that was very clear here is that we saw that he had a plan. you know, their first time head coaches, but that Coach McCoy had a plan in place. He'd been preparing to be a head coach, so he had a plan in place. And I think especially veteran players, we pick up real quick if that's not the case, or you know, if you know certain things he says doesn't match up with necessarily maybe how we're practicing or what we're doing. So I think that was very clear and was big for us, is to see that, yeah, well, he's a first-time head coach, and sure, there's going to be some things that he changes and does on the as we go, because it's things are new to him. But it was very clear to us he had a plan, and just from way far on the outside looking in, it seems to be that same way there in Philadelphia.
Philip, what'd you see on film from Kerry Williams?
You know, we've gone against him a few times when he was in Baltimore. He's a long, you know, long out there. He's a big physical corner that really has a knack for making plays. You know, the interception the other night was an unbelievable play. You know, that ball, you know, if you pause that when the ball came out of the quarterback's hand, you just thought there's no way he's going to intercept it, but he did. So he's a good player. I know he's a big addition there for that secondary.
Yeah, I think for us, the secondary might have been the biggest surprise Monday night. I don't think we were shocked to see the offense come out and, you know, really go to town in their first time out. But the secondary really hadn't shown that kind of ability in the preseason. How do you see this, the pass defense you're going up against? Is it, you know, is
you know,
it...
Obviously, you cross with this NFC East, you know, once every 4 years. So it's not – there aren't players necessarily we're familiar with from playing against every other year or every year for that matter. I know I can speak of Kerry Williams because of past mm-hmm. games with Baltimore, and Patrick Chung as well. I always thought he was a solid safety there in New England. Very active, you know, I just describe him as a football player, you know. So there's a history there with those two guys. At least we've played against those guys a few times, and you know they both just have a knack for making plays. And you know I don't know that we've gone against the other guys in that group. You know, Allen 29, Fletcher obviously left the concussion. I guess we'll be monitoring, seeing what he does. You know, Boykin 22 and 33 got in there, when Fletcher went out. So it's an active group. It's one that, again, they're very multiple. You know, they're very multiple in the coverages and the schemes they play. So they keep you on your toes defensively. The linebackers are active. You know, I think 95 and 59 are football players. You know, and I know I keep saying that, but that's just what I see. I see a bunch of guys that just feel like they're very comfortable in their scheme, and they fly around.